Hello and welcome back to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester and I am so happy you came to listen, to tune in, and to lift yourself higher. That's what this space is about. You know, when you think about a musician, they have to tune their instruments. If you think of someone tuning a violin or tuning a guitar or tuning a piano, they're listening in, they're playing like notes and finding that sweet spot, finding that place where there's resonance, finding that place where it just sounds right and it feels right, that vibration, that tune. On the path of growth and evolution and our own becoming, refinement is so key. Like, look, I'm all about a big breakthrough, but I want you to know that the biggest shifts and evolutions often happen, and shall I say sustainable ones, when you are a student of refinement, a student of mastery. I know I am, and I'm guessing you are, and that's why you're here. But on this journey of growth and evolution and refinement, and for a lot of you, it's scaling your business, growing your professional career, wanting to have big financial breakthroughs and to live a life that is very different than the life you've grown up in, to break through some of these generational ideas and concepts and just an identity that you can feel that you may be living in, but you're like, this is not who I really am. I know that I'm so much more. And I know for a lot of you out there, you have a call on your heart. There's something that you're being called to do. You may not even know exactly what it is. You just have this feeling inside that's like, I don't know what it is, but there's something that wants to come through me. I can feel it. And for anybody that's in that space, I want you to pay attention, not only to what I'm saying right now, but I'm saying pay attention in your life, because there are clues. There are clues. You will see certain things, feel certain things. Certain things will just speak to you, and it speaks to you in your body. You feel it in the body, and there's insights there. And there's a chance that sometimes, you know, we feel those things and you just think, it's really not for me though. I don't see a way that could ever happen. Or maybe you haven't even gotten to the point of embracing and accepting the call that you have on your life, like a big call that's there. I know that there's a lot of you in different spaces, but what I do know is one thing that brings us together is the people that listen to this podcast, we tend to walk in faith. You either already walk in faith and not by sight, or you really want to know what that's like. And I remember being a woman myself that was so curious about people that had faith. I remember just being so scared all the time, so stressed all the time in my struggles at the height of my PTSD and at the height of my health conditions that were happening because of all the trauma that I didn't know how to process. And nobody told me I had to. And nobody told me that was important. No one really talked about it. It was just like, oh, you've escaped these violent, abusive relationships. You just had to leave your home as a murder scene and a crime scene. And now you're by yourself with your daughter as a young mom. And you just got to pick up the pieces and get to work and figure out how to survive. That's basically what I did until that just shut me down. And that's when I was called closer to spirit and really closer to myself as well. But what I want you to know is that in that time and space, I had this feeling like, wow, people that have faith just seem like they have more peace. They trust, they walk different. There's something about them. I wanted to be like that, but I was far off from it. I had some time before I would find my way, but that was the first little inkling. So even if you are there, or maybe you know someone that's there, this is a space that I am curating to remind you that it's in your hands. The ball is in your court. That's the way this goes with spirit, because spirit's always here for us. So what I want to talk about today is this idea, this feeling, this thing that is very present for many of us women especially, that we're kind of burnt out on a lot of the conversations around personal development, growth, scaling your business. I mean, I know for myself personally, I go onto social media to post my own content, to check in with my people, to look for the things I like to look at on Instagram. And I'm getting inundated with the best way to make seven figures and five steps to do this and the number one thing that is your block. And look, I've been there. I've marketed that way. I've done it because there's people that are drawn to that. But I know that I myself have been ready for a deeper conversation for a very long time. And I've seen this in my own space with my own community. And when I say burnt out or let's say drained or just freaking over the conversations that are like really out there when it comes to scaling your business, growing, personal development, being your best self, that there's nothing wrong with that at our core. Like, we're here to grow and evolve, and we want to scale our business if we have a business. We want to reach more people. We want to make more money. We want to do these things, but it's about how we're doing it and where we're doing it from. Like, what is sourcing that? And what I'm sensing and just picking up on is that the reason why so many of us are feeling over it, if not completely disconnecting from it. Like, there's a lot of people that have been like, I'm kind of done with this right now, shutting it out. Like, I feel over it, but you'll be back. A lot of them will be back. And here's why. It's because you're not really done with growing and evolving. It's just that you're ready for a new way. Because if you were to turn on majority of personal growth, business scaling kind of a podcast, or if you bought a course, so much of it is depending on your own power and effort alone. And hey, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. Some people just totally operate there. And some of the people that create these courses and podcasts don't actually operate there, but it might not be in their brand to talk about their reliance on divine power. It might not be on brand for them to talk about prayer and all that. And, you know, and for some of them, they just don't do that. That's not part of the process. But for someone like me, you know, when I'm dependent on my own power, I'm actually not as powerful. I over-effort. I stress more. I start following and paying attention to more of the external world. I am in my head more. It's just not where I want to be. And looking at my business, the trajectory of it, the creations and things that I've created, and more than that, when I felt most at peace with myself, when I've been most grounded, when I've been most connected to my heart and to, you know, all things that I feel like, yes, this is a sweet spot in life. It was undeniably because of my own connection with spirit. Now, with this deep devotion and this relationship that I was devoted to with spirit, I was able to hold myself to a certain standard, to show up for things, to believe in things, to move forward in a certain way. And now I may not move forward that way because I've evolved. There's different things that life is asking me to do, but it's really about making yourself available so that life can move you. And I really got this early on. When I look back to how I was able to write my book and my memoir and create from welfare to multiple six figures in a year as a solo mom, like, all the people that I attracted in my life, clients out of the blue. I mean, I had no background in any of this stuff. It was because of my devotion, because I was tapped in and I believed. And not only that, I just really understood that I belonged right where I was doing what I did. I understood deeply that I was loved and guided and sourced and supplied, and that I may not be perfect, but I was the only one that could do me like I could do me. And God wanted to be expressed through me. This intelligence wanted to be expressed through me. And I want to tell you this right now, and I never want you to forget it. This same source wants to be expressed through you, but your unique expression. And your expression is so, so needed. The thing that you have to understand, though, is that when we're not resonating with a lot of these things out there that are coming from a push energy, you're not doing enough energy, you could be better energy. Like, hey, sure, maybe you could be a better version of you. But pushing yourself from that place ultimately isn't the highest form of uplifting. It isn't the highest form of expression that you could take on. There's a higher form. And the higher form is doing this from divine love, a love that doesn't make sense, a love that is without condition, and that is divine love. That is God's love. That is unconditional love. So I have something that I want to invite you to be a part of. And that is a special one-time thing that I'm doing. We still have a few spaces left. It is so special because the entire 3 months is a incubator. It is a springboard. It is a beautiful space that we're going to be watering your divine seeds of potential. The seeds of potential, the possibilities that are locked within your DNA, like just waiting for you to express them, waiting for the right conditions. I want to let you know that the right condition is unconditional love. The right condition is devotion. The right conditions are having communities where we are faith forward, where we know that there's something big inside of you that wants to be expressed, and that the more that you're turning toward your faith and walking by faith and not by sight and choosing to love yourself so deeply and tap into a love that's even beyond your understanding, it changes you. That's the community that I'm leading for 3 months, and I'm really so excited to do it because I know that we're all going to be changed by it. You can't commit to something for 3 months that is rooted in divine love, literally the title, but also the context and essence, and not be a different human on the other side. Like, you're just going to be different on the other side. How could you not? And I'm just so thrilled for it. But the thing that's really special is that there's the private sessions so that we can go and look at, like, what is it about you? Like, what's true at the most honest that you're willing to be? Like, what can we pour love into? What can we bring into the light? And of course, I'm going to be there to help you notice any slight distinctions, to help you just see if there's something that energetically is present that I can help you become aware of. Because if you've been here for a long time, then you know this. I do not believe in blocks. There are no blocks. Sometimes in my marketing, I've said things like, here's a number one block to get someone that believes that stuff to come into my world. And then I tell them what's really up. But what I teach in Money Miracles is that there's no blocks. There's only lack of awareness. There's only a lack of you not seeing something. It's already here. The abundance is here. The love is here. The well-being is here. The truth is here. But it's our awareness that we must cultivate. So in the one-on-one, we're working with your awareness, and I'm helping you and being that mirror, that guide, that space holder. And it's going to be really beautiful. But then we have on Tuesdays, every Tuesday we have something. We either have our group sessions, which are intimate, medicinal, connected, and there's truly a sisterhood energy that's going to be present. Like, this is really good. And this was inspired after my Bali retreat, because so many of the women commented about the sisterhood and craving sisterhood. And a lot of these women are in programs and things where there's a lot of women. They work with a lot of women. They have friends. But there's something about the intimacy. There's something about really deeply meeting yourself, connecting with yourself. And there's something about women that come together to be in devotion to their divinity. It's just a different kind of table to sit at. So we're going to be sitting at this table, so to speak, a proverbial table, to transform together, but rooted in divine love. This 3-month journey is really going to be sweet. But here's the layout, because I think I started to say it and then I stopped. The layout is this. You will have your monthly one-on-one with me. So 3 one-on-one sessions within the 3-month period. And then on Tuesdays is our special time. So we have bi-weekly Tuesday group sessions via Zoom. And that will be a really beautiful time with its own unique essence and ways of transformation. And then on the opposite Tuesday, so bi-weekly, we have our Voxer days. And I really love this because there's a way that we connect on Voxer, I found as women, that is just different than when we're on a Zoom call. It's just different. It's like voice noting with a friend, but the difference is that I'm there to help you refine. So when I say the fine tuning, that there's so much refinement and just little gems and wisdom. And even sometimes it's a spiritual pep talk, a reminder, and just turn you right back to your divinity that happens within a 1-minute voice note on a Voxer session. But the thing I really love about doing this in this intimate group is the sisterhood that we're building along the way. That's definitely there. And then you get medicine from what the other women are bringing forth. So some women are going to come forth with something that's showing up in their business. Some women are going to come forth with personal identity things, unworthiness, doubts, things that are hurting them, like, you know, internal kind of struggles or just frustrations. Some women will come forth and just say like, hey, this is going on and I'm just wondering if you see anything. And some women may have a big life change that happens within this time and we navigate that. That's all a mystery. All of you is welcome there. But the magic is going to be this, that we are devoted in this space, that we are rooted in divine love. And I'm here to be a guide to help you remember your divinity. I'm helping be that bridge between you and your divine identity. And I'm going to help you see the parts of you, the stories, the limitations, the doubts, the energetics, the unconscious patterns and habitual, you know, emotional home states that have kept you from living as the embodiment of that. That's the point of this. And we're just pouring so much love as we tap into that infinite wellspring. So I am excited about this because it's going to just change things. You have to understand how fast a year goes, which I don't like that. I will say this, I don't like it, but how the heck are we already just moving towards middle of March? And today I was looking at the dates because I had to finalize the dates for Bali in January 2025, which by the way, that's coming. And as I was looking at it, I just scrolled on my calendar and it was just like, you know, two little taps, two little scrolls down. And here we are, January 2025. And I'm just like, no. And the reality is that time is not real. And, you know, all we have is the now. But when we're looking at calendar time and measuring it, you know, the reality is that we want to make best use of it. So if you are someone that's like, yes, I am ready to grow and evolve and I really want to connect with Christ consciousness. I really want to connect with that infinite love within me. I want to see what it does to me. I want to see how God can work through me in new ways. If this is you and this speaks to you, come closer, claim one of these spots because this is a one-time thing and the price point on this is, it's crazy, but it's just, it's exactly what I was guided to do. So it feels really good. Speaking of price points before I go, this is $3,000 paid in full. But if you need a payment option, there are several. Just send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram and either myself or my team will respond to you and we'll give you the options. You know, if you're called to this, I would say that this particular container, there's something about it that will speak to the right person that you just feel it in your body. There's a feeling. It's not like that sexy conversation that someone hears and they're like, oh, I gotta have that because of this. This is something where it speaks to you and there's a resonance in your cells. Like there's something that's like, this is calling to me. It's calling to me. That's the prerequisite. That's the feeling that's like, yes, I meant to go on this journey with Nicole and these women. So my friends, you know that it's here. If you're ready to transform in a different way from a different source with something lighting a different kind of fire within you, one from love, because it will move you. It will move you into action in different ways. And hey, if this is not the right thing for you, that's okay too. I mean, it can't be for everyone. It's only five spots. But what I want to say is Bali Retreat, January 2025. That is also coming. And I'm pretty sure that one, if not two spots are already taken. So if you're someone that wants to be a part of that, you know, you saw the last one, you saw how magical it was, you saw the energy that was there. I can't wait to do it again. The reality is that Bali is changing so fast, like it really is. And I want to do one more. I want to do one more retreat. Like that's where I'm at. So I didn't think I would do another one. I literally thought that would be the last one, but hey, you never know. So we're doing it again. And I can't wait to circle up with the women that we circle up with in the new year. So if that's you, if it's on your list, you know, it's a must. Send me a DM, send me an email, and I will send you the info before I send it out to everyone else. There's going to be early pricing that's available for 2 weeks, and then the pricing will increase and the pricing will stay that way as we continue forward. So my friends, I want to send you so much love and just know that right where you are, that you are a being that is going to be the most happiest when you're growing and evolving. But that doesn't have to look like anything that anyone else is doing. There's no one certain way. Just like your fingerprint is not repeatable, has never been found before in all of the creation. So know that your path to success, to joy, to fulfillment, to creation and expression and the best relationships and the best way it feels to be with your family, that you have a one-of-a-kind way of doing that as well. My prayer for you is that you trust yourself, that you walk in that trust, that you walk by faith, not sight, that you believe that you are designed, destined, and built for the big things that you feel in your bones, and that you submit yourself to Spirit and believe in what you see for yourself. Believe in the magic that is you, and believe that you don't have to do this on your own, because you are guided, you are held, you are supported, and you are supplied by infinite Spirit. May you remember that, and may you walk a bit differently in that knowing. Until next time, stay miracle-minded.